Hi guys, this is Ashwin, your host, and I have with me today Dhruv, my friend from the US, and his mom, Neha, on the podcast. And this podcast we're calling In Conversation with Ashwin, and it's the second episode. I've been off for a while, as in I haven't been regularly updating this particular podcast of mine, though the Daily News podcast is something that I'm regular with. Yeah, so just to get this restarted and kind of keeping it regular, I'm inviting Dhruv and his mom over Skype. So, hi guys, how are you feeling?
Hi, Ashwin.
Hi, Ashwin. Good to see you.
Yeah, so,
such an honor to be part of your second episode. I'm pretty nervous, to be honest.
I mean, if you do a good job, I'll put this out. If you don't, then I'll just... like, you know, share it only with you on Facebook and fool you that I posted it on the internet. So, just to tell you a little about Dhruv and I, we go way back. We're friends since, I think, what, ninth grade? And, yeah, hung out at college together. And now he's working with a tech company. He's just started his job, actually. How's that going, Dhruv? 1 week in, how do you feel?
I feel really, I don't know, dude, it's like, it's really good because the office is so relaxed and all the people are warm and welcoming and the work is fun too. So like, yeah, it's pretty much
like a bachelor's house.
Actually, no, quite okay.
Yeah? Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. But,
come on, have some faith.
That's also because I think your house is not dirty because you don't do much. You're not active. Like, you'll just probably slouch on your bed and move around a little. So, you make dirt only when you're doing things. You being lazy, you're not going to make any dirt. You're just going to sit in one corner of your house.
I take offense to this 2007 stereotype of truth. This is outdated information. To the people of the internet, this is extremely outdated information.
This is a 10-year
No, this is absolutely... okay, it is 2007 information, but the trend has continued since. So, you've been lazy and you are lazy. So, that doesn't change.
Oh, believe me, if this is lazy, I'm finding it difficult even to live with this. Because he's like, God, you haven't done anything the whole day. What did you do from morning to evening? And I'm like, oh my God. I never had to account to anybody what I did morning to evening.
So he's asking you what you did from morning to evening.
I was out the whole day and he said, did you go visit anywhere? Did you do anything? Did you get out of the house? I'm like, no, I'm chilling.
Remember when they wake you up like on Sundays and all, like, what are you doing? Why are you sleeping so much?
He's literally doing the same in the reverse order.
So today, just to set the discussion going, I've been thinking about, apart from trivial things, one of the things that I've been talking to people about, and it's always interesting to get thoughts on, is your belief in a superior power, so to say, God. I personally am very religious, and I believe that I believe in the law of karma, I believe in doing good, so good comes back to you, and I believe that we're all in this together. So that's basically me. I wanted to get your thoughts on your belief in God. Do you believe in that superior power, or you think, are you agnostic or atheist, or what are your beliefs on that? So first, Dhruv, can I get your thoughts on it?
I think agnostic would be the right word to describe, but like, well, what does that actually mean? Does that mean that you don't? I think that just means that you don't really want to think about it. Like what does that word mean?
Okay. What is agnostic?
So I think agnostic, religious is right end of the spectrum. Agnostic is middle end, and the left end is atheist. Agnostic is when you need proof to believe in God. So once you have the proof, you're going to believe in him. Atheist is blatant rejection. He is not even willing to listen to any proof. So that's basically the difference.
So, but yeah, based on your definitions, I would say agnostic for sure. I would need proof that I haven't, like seen yet. So currently a non-believer, but I would be open to seeing proof.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough. What about you, Auntie?
I would fall somewhere between agnostic and believer.
Okay.
Because I would say that there isn't anything, but I don't do the regular, the prayers, the pujas, the, all the other things. I do not believe, do not follow, do not do. Mm-hmm. But I still do believe. You need to go to sleep with a clear conscience, not hurt anybody, not have done anything which you regret.
Yeah, but that's just like decent things to do. It's not
and
because
no.
you believe in like,
No, and if there is a time when you're not able to get around something that you have done or couldn't do, then I'm willing to believe, okay, there is another power which will watch, which will protect, which will look after, which will take care.
Yeah, like, have you ever prayed? Yeah, that's my question.
Good question.
Have you ever been in a situation where you feel like, shit, I've done everything, but everything seems against me. Now, God, you have to save me.
To be very honest, like, I don't like to say this, but no.
Wow.
Because if I ever work for something, then it, like, works out. Maybe it's just, like, really good luck. But I don't know, man. I'm just like, I don't know. I guess I've just been randomly fortunate.
That's just you being modest, I would say. Like, yeah, cool. Okay. What else? Last time I spoke with Bhargav on this episode, we spoke about social anxiety. So let's continue on that. How do you behave in public settings? For example, if you meet somebody new, are you keen on making an impression immediately? Or are you under pressure to say sensible things? Are you...
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. How do you deal with that pressure? When you're meeting someone new, maybe that person's a little intimidating. And let's say the setting is semi-formal where you've met a friend and that friend is introducing you to a couple of other friends. Are you...
Yeah, so I wouldn't be loud and like because that's just not the way I am. So I guess I would like to make a strong first impression on people, but that like really doesn't seem to be my strength. I guess I just make a most times between neutral to pleasant is what they take away from first encounters with me, and then like it takes a while for you to grow fond of me is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you won't see once and be like, oh shit, this guy's the bomb. But like...
He's an acquired taste.
No, that's not what it is.
No.
It's just...
It's probably what it is. Got it.
That's
so, Dhruv is like sushi.
Sushi.
Dude, Marty, sushi is the bomb. First time.
No, not really, dude. I've never liked sushi. I've had it twice. It's probably... Okay, what about you, Auntie? How do you deal with new people? Do you want to make an impression immediately, or?
I guess I do want to, but I don't think too much because I just love to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the forefront, and I forget about saying the politically right things or the socially correct things.
Hmm.
But yeah, I think if you like me, you like me. Don't like me, you don't like me. I don't think it has affected me too much so far.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't really struggled. I mean, even when I met uncle for the first time, being in arranged marriage, I didn't really think myself out when I was talking.
That's pretty cool.
I was just myself. You like me, you don't, even better. Because then at least you're not...
That's awesome. Yeah, it's refreshing to see both of you, right? In terms of just being your natural self 100% and then just... Because that's when the person likes you for real, for what you are. Because if you're trying to make an impression... you're tweaking your own mannerisms, which is not probably original. And that's difficult to retain throughout the relationship. And if they've liked you for what you've exhibited in the first meeting, then you have a pressure to maintain what you've exhibited in the first meeting for the rest of your interaction with them.
No, but I definitely, like, mellow down whatever it is. Like, I present a very likable... You know, like, I won't, like, piss anyone off first meeting because I won't take strong stances or anything. So I'm not going there and claiming to be blatantly myself. I definitely, like, or think through the things that I say, make sure that I don't offend anyone or their beliefs or anything. The first time that even though I disagree, I probably won't, like, you know, get into all that stuff. So I definitely hold back a lot.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. So, yeah, I get it. Just not pissing people off. I think that's good enough. On first meeting, if you don't piss somebody off, it's good. Like, that's a good start.
It's my philosophy.
Fair enough. Cool.
How do you feel about pineapples on pizza? It's very splits the crowd straight through the middle. Like, some people are like, totally, absolutely, and other people are like, definitely not.
I think I would love it, because when I used to go to the club, I used to eat cheese pineapple, which is like a club snack. So they'd have cheese, they'd have a slice of pineapple, and they'd have a toothpick, and there'd be like a bunch of them to pick from. So yeah, I think I would totally be game for.
Have you never had pineapples on a pizza before?
No, I haven't, dude. Where do you get such pizzas?
Dude, just order anywhere. Where do you order from, man?
What are you saying? Like, Domino's doesn't give you pineapple on pizza, okay?
Anything apart from the plain cheese option ever.
I have, but I just prefer margaritas, the best.
There was a lot of gap between question and I have, and I think that you're full of shit. So just don't be pretentious. People on the internet won't judge you for eating margarita pizzas day in and day out. That's a solid choice.
But pineapple on pizzas is not even a common thing, man. Like, it's not regular.
It's big regular.
Yeah. Good to know. Awesome.
Try it and make sure you have jalapenos on it too. Because if you don't have jalapenos, then that just sucks.
There has to be jalapenos and olives to break the...